Blog Talk Radio.
Is he a blood? Is he Crip? Is he that? Is he this? Did he do it? You know. Look, if I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit, and I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on the raining. My nigga is the plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? Should've known better, and I planned to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. Let niggas take shots at me, no response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. They try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause, your future's my past, I've been here before. I know when you're scheming, I feel when you plotting. I got mental vision, intuition, I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering, whispering. Streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches calling your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. Yeah, you see me with a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my clockin'. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the poppin'. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the droppin'. S dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the Cruise. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog. Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply too dark for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? But the shots froze him. And he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you,
When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know.
Murder in the hall, if you must know. I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad. Holla at your land. I grew up pushing snowflakes, the niggas that was probate. The stress to take a young nigga, give him an old face. All I did was smoke, joke, think and drink. Cop came and complained, front row watch game. I seen niggas before me with a chance to write their own script. Slip up and change the story. I seen young niggas go out in a blaze of glory. Before reaching puberty, scared a nigga truthfully. I took tricks with so much shit in the whip that if the cops pulled us over, the dog would get sick. Sniff, smell me nigga, the real me nigga. Minus the rumors, holla if you feel me nigga. The streets is not only watching, but they talking now. Shit, they got me circling the block before I'm parking now. Don't get it twisted, I ain't bitching, I'm just cautious now. Sub, under the parker, extra cautious now. Hit a sip, see up, you fell out of your dent. I get word through the street like Bell and a Sprint. I feel a vibe, then I hear the rumors. But fuck it, I'm still alive and I'm still in June. I know staff are law. Niggas wanna press me, put my back to the wall. For pressure, buck pipes, I know I spat to y'all. To know me, to love me, you see me, can't be me, haters. Fuck you, I got guns like Neo and Matrix. Cross the family, think Mac, sweet like Cairo. A soft like Plato, get knocked off like Fredo. Coolio, they find you with a hole in your dome. I roll with niggas that'll follow you and go to your home. Thought you ball, but nigga, you fall to my defense. Catch you while they reaching. Clip you, then I cross you, then I leave him. Apply four-court pressure like 4-4 cards. Get you out of here. Pull pressure to the trigger. Bullets flying threes. You forever rest under bullshit. Dirt lies and leaves. I do bullshit. Dirt tell lies and leaves. Look at my eyes, real lies and beams. Niggas wanna despise the team. To our playhead coach and straight up divide their team. Trade their man for some pies and a couple of things. To the bullet. Motherfuckers. Yeah.
With a twist of hip hop. It's your boy L Boogie. We got T Row, Styles of God, ICE, OG the Buck. We in the building, baby.
Oh, what a deal!
What the deal?
Oh, it's Wild Out
Wednesday.
Happy birthday to all them November. Hey, man, it's a whole bunch of November birthdays, man. You know what I'm saying? Happy birthday to my boy Love. Happy birthday to Young Booth. Man, everybody's birthday. I done found out the Green Eyed Bandit coming. I done found out. Man, look, Chad motherfucking Briscoe coming down to this bit. Woo! Oh, boy. Let me tell you what's going down. I see you, JP. What's going on with the Dream Team? Boo, how you feeling, baby? What's going on? You know we about to get y'all ass on Sunday, right?
Jeez. Man, listen, we got a lot to talk about. We got the college football playoff new rankings, the second one that came out. We got the Kyrie Irving situation. We got the NFL week 9 and week 10 preview. Hey, man. And we got the big dummy of the day. We going to let the lines get real hot first before we get into some Kyrie stuff. But let's talk about the college football playoff. We had a lot of big games that came about over the weekend, and I was 2-0. Not only did I cover the spread, I won outright. I won outright. I won outright. I should have got some money. I should have put some down in Vegas. But big games we had, Tennessee getting took to the shed in Athens against Georgia. Oh, my. And we
Are you
had...
surprised?
No, I wasn't. And I said that.
Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you.
But listen, I was surprised. I'm going to say this. Was I surprised that LSU covered the spread and they won? I was surprised that they won like they did. Okay, but I knew they would cover the spread. I knew it would be a close game. But anyway, we have Georgia at 1, Ohio State at 2, Michigan moved up from 5 to 3, Clemson, oh my goodness, Notre Dame just took them to the woods, said it's over for them. They can win the rest of their games. Okay, but that 4 is Tennessee. I mean, excuse me, at 4 is TCU. Tennessee dropped from 1-5. Just want to ask you, Ro, is this the fall of Alabama? Or is this just a hiccup in the road? And your opinion on the top 5, did they get it right?
Okay. I'm going to answer the questions backwards. Did they get it right? Yeah, they got it right. It would have been nice if Tennessee would have beat Georgia. But, yeah, wishful thinking for those who thought that was going to happen. So, to be honest with you, the way that the games are being played and the way they're being played out, we knew this was going to happen. So, for those one-loss teams, you might got a chance. Your ass in the playoffs. But before that, you're going to have to work. Good old Alabama. Boom. Alabama's like Kentucky. You're one and done. Or if in college football, two and done. This is it. You got to get the best of the best. That is what they do. They get the best of the best. And when they all leave, you be scrambling like, what's wrong? Yeah, all your superstars in the league, and they showing out, you know? So, man, it comes a time, if you want to call it a hiccup in the road, well then, damn it, here's your hiccup in the road. You just can't have all the best talent in the world every year and then just think it's just going to continue to roll over. for you to win championships. Come on, man. Y'all know what time it is. It's going to be hard for old Nicky, baby. But he going to survive. You're paying more than you pay anybody else. So he going to be all right. But Alabama's going to be okay. This is just not their year, boo. So shout out to them Bulldogs. Oh, man. I don't know if anybody's going to be able to beat them. Alabama, oh, you're going to get lucky if you get in the playoffs, because I know you got bread to pay your way into it. But, man, Boo Meeks, I love Clemson got their ass whooped like that. I'm happy for them gold helmets. Boy, they showed me something I wasn't expecting. So, what's your thoughts, baby? Did they get the rankings right?
Let's go to Styles the Guy real quick before I get my take. What do you think, Styles the Guy? SEC, what you got, man? Did they get it right? Is this the fall of Alabama, or is this just a one-year situation?
Oh, man, what's going on, Dream Team? Oh, man, I've been, we've been grinding
here. Man, shit.
Apologize to all the fans out there, but I'm still here. This is what old Nicky was complaining about. Deion Sanders and all these coaches, they've got these NIL deals now. They getting this money now. It's about to be an even playing field, Nicky. And he knew it. He felt it. He seen that them five-star recruits went from 15 to 8. And that roster wasn't looking as tight as it normally looked going into that preseason. He knew it. That's why he started complaining about all these NIL deals and how these coaches was pulling these players and everything. This is how he tried to throw my man Prime underneath the bus. But guess what, Nicky? It's over with for you, Nicky. It's an even playing field now. Alabama's in trouble. That's my take. Yeah.
Straight.
Great points. I think that they are in trouble, and I think he doesn't like this NIL situation because guys like Nick Saban, guys like Coach K, guys like Roy Williams and Jay Wright, they've won with what, guys? On name of the school. Now it's about the name on the back of the jersey, and the school has to pay them now. So Nick doesn't have leverage with that anymore. Why do you think that he couldn't get the kid from Pitt? The wide receiver, the Biletnikoff Award winner. He ended up at USC. Why? Hello? If you want to get bred out in Southern California or you want to get bred in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, you tell me.
Yeah. Easy. That's easy.
So the dynamics has changed for Nick Saban and these older coaches. That's why guys like Ryan Day, my man, the quarterback whisperer who left Oklahoma to go to USC, these young guys. And why do you think Brian Kelly, why do you think he left Notre Dame to go to LSU? Not just for the bigger bucks, but you get better and bigger players with more money. Did they get it right? Yeah, I'll say they got it right for now because TCU has beaten three ranked opponents in a row, and they also have coming up. So we'll see. And let's be honest, how it all plays out, we just have to wait and see.
because we always have questions, but they all don't they always schedule a game somewhere where you can't hide? You can't hide in college football.
Yeah.
We were going to see if Tennessee was good one way or the other, and it just so happened to be after they got the number one ranking. Okay. Now we're about to see. We're about to see if these if Michigan and Ohio State will the losers still be in the playoff? It's going to be real interesting to see. I want to see will they be next up. I really do. I mean, excuse me, if one of them will be knocked out, because some Michigan kind of got in on default in a sense. So let's see.
What?
Hey, man.
What is in your cup?
This next track, man, is dedicated to my man, to my man Kyrie. When we come back, we got to talk some Kyrie before we get into the NFL football, man. We have to. We got to.
That's my
it's
God.
Imperative. The lines are hot. I wanted to wait to the line, to the show, so people got on and we're talking and all that. So we're gonna talk about that Kyrie situation when we get back from the break, man. It's Boogie, it's Roy. Shout out to God, ICE, OG the Buck. You better tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends.
Street.
Kind of suspicious, swearing one day you might leave me for somebody that's rich. Rip the cap off the bottom. I take a sip and see tomorrow. Gotta make it if I have to beg a bottle. Beating love letters late night, locked down and quiet. Your brothers don't receive they mail. Best believe we ride. Eating Jack Mack, staring at the walls of silence. Inside this cage where they captured all my ways and violence. In time I learned a few lessons. Never fall for riches. Apologies to my true sisters. Far from bitches. Help me raise my black nation, reparations to do. It's true, caught up in this world, I took advantage of you. So tell the babies how I love them, precious boys and girls, born black in this white man's world. And on the road,
ooh, you know
only thing they ever did wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. Born black in this white man's world. All my ghetto motherfuckers are proud of black. Black and be proud to have this shit like this.
Born black.
Nobody got it like
white man's world.
All these motherfuckers wanna be like us. They all wanna be like us. Confess, only adds on to the stress. Two gunshots to my homie's head, died in his vest. Shot him to death and left him bleeding for his family to see. I pass his casket, gently ask him, is there heaven for Jesus? My homeboy's doing life, his baby mama be stressing. Shedding tears when a son finally asked that question. Where my daddy at? Mama, why we live so poor? Why you crying? Heard you late night to my bedroom door. Now do you love me, mama? Why they keep on calling me nigga? Get my weight up with my hate and pay him back when I'm bigger. He's still ducking in his jail cell, missing my block. Hearing brothers screaming all night, wishing they stopped. Proud to be black, but why we act like we don't love ourselves? Don't look around, you suck, check your sense. Know what it means to be black, whether a man or girl. We still struggling in this white man's world.
We must fight for brotherhood. We must fight for brotherhood.
Everybody change, choose a new direction, and I'm making an eye. My time away just made perfect, cause I think I die. Not gonna cry, why should I care? Like we holding on to lost love that's no longer there. Can you please help me? God bless me, please keep my seeds healthy. Making all my enemies bleed while my G's wealthy. Hoping they bury me with ammunition, weed and shells. Just in case they trip in heaven, ain't no G's in hell. Sister, sorry for the pain that I caused your heart. I know I'll change if you help me, but don't fall apart. Rest in peace to Lil Tasha, Lil Yummy and Kato. Too much for this cold water tank, ended up being fatal. Every woman in America, especially black, bear with me, can't you see that we under attack? I never meant to cause drama to my sister and mama, but we make it to a better time in this white man's world.
You out of
touch with reality. A few of you in a few smoke-filled rooms calling that the mainstream, while the masses of the people, white and black, red, yellow, and brown, poor and vulnerable, are suffering in this nation. Never that. You ain't in tune.
It's the Station Talking Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip hop from a street perspective. Usually, I would come in a little earlier, but I just want to give you a little perspective on the vision of Tupac Shakur and what we've been up against. And it's been in music. It's been other things, movie, entertainment, okay? It's been a lot.
Straight.
But I just wanted to give you a little piece of that, okay? So we cannot go on the Streets of Talk and Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip-hop. We come on at 8 p.m. on Wednesday, Eastern Time. If you want to go back and listen to the show, check us out on the blog, on blogtalkradio.com, category sports, search box DA, The Streets is Talking. Okay, so you go and check us out. We talk Kanye, Kanyeezy, a.k.a. Ye. Okay, give you different perspectives. But let's just talk Kyrie Irving. I'll, you know what I'm saying, lead it off. Kyrie Irving, as of now, has been suspended 5 games and maybe more, okay, by his owner in the NFL. Excuse me, in the NBA. And before he comes back to the NBA, he has to do some things, and it's five things in specific, being specific, that he has to do. Okay, and that being said, here are the five things, world. If you don't know, okay, apologize and condemn the movie. If you don't know the movie, I'll get to that. Donate $500K donation, okay, to an anti-hate cause. He needs to go through sensitive training, meet with ADL and Jewish leaders, okay, meet with my man Joe to demonstrate understanding. He has to do those five things before he's even considered to get back in the league. Okay, but I'm going to start with you, Styles the Guy. What do you think about this Kyrie Irving situation? Do you think that he should be suspended? Do you think that what the cause that he's doing is a good cause? I'm not even going to say a cause for speaking his mind.
So, yeah, let me start. I say I don't agree with the point because I got of information on that.
Hold on, Styles. The guys, you're going in and out. Need you to be a little clearer.
Okay.
We can hear you.
Okay, so what I do want to say is I don't agree with the, you know, with the post that he made. But I do want to say this. I agree with him as far as he already apologized. You know what I mean? After I make an apology as a man, I don't care if you feel like if my apology was genuine. I don't care if you feel like my apology was ungenuine. You know what I mean? Like, you didn't like it, you know. But if I apologize to you, and I out my mouth, I apologize for the things that I may have not understood. I apologize for the people I may have hurt. I apologize to them. After that, we gonna leave this fishing alone. Just me being a man. I apologize already. I'm not about to be doing all this extra stuff and doing all this. Nah, it don't go like, I don't agree with that part. I don't, just because I ain't apologized the way the Jewish people wanted me to apologize. Okay? I'm sorry. I'm entitled to make mistakes if I'm Kyrie Irving. I'm entitled to learn from my mistakes. But I am not entitled to do what everyone else wants me to do. Like, I'm not entitled to that. So in saying that, I agree with the 5-game suspension because you have to have a punishment for anything you do, whether you know about it or you don't. I agree with the $500,000 fine. It's just a tax write-off. I'm going to get my $500K back at the end of the year. Also, I don't agree with me having to go meet with all these people. My coach is Jewish. He's Jewish. The owner of the NBA is Jewish. Outside of them two, I don't need to meet with nobody. If y'all two can't educate me, my coach and the NBA commissioner, outside of y'all two, if y'all can't educate me on something I don't know, then I'm sorry. We not about to play this game, though. We not about to play this game because the rulers of the world feel like I disrespected their culture. Nah, we not about to play this game. I get paid $40 million regardless. Taxing me, I'm going to get 10, 15 of it. I'll happily retire. I'll happily retire as a black man. That's my take. Yeah.
Can I? Streets, I just want to ask one question before I let T-Row go so that our callers can understand. What was it that you really didn't like about the post? That was the guy. I know you said you didn't like the post. So I would just want, so we can clarify with our listeners, what was it that you didn't like about that before we move on the road?
So the video that he posted, just dealing with the Holocaust, man, it was just false information, man. The Jews went through it, man. You know what I'm saying? And they went through it blacks went through it longer, but what they went through was just as severe as what we went through. And for him to try to categorize it and split it up, I don't agree with that. Like, I don't agree with him trying to categorize it and split it up, like, as far as blacks and Jews. Like, nah, hate is hate, you know what I mean? Crime is crime. Just the way that they treated Jews, the way that they treated blacks, Indians, it just ain't acceptable. So I don't agree with that. You know what I mean? I don't agree with that.
Streets. Our priest, hey, thank you for clarifying that up, man, because just wanted to, you know what I mean? We got some callers on. We appreciate all the callers tuning in, listening in. Ro, what's your take on the Kyrie situation?
You know, that's my guy right there. That's Uncle Drew. He a cold dude when he gets to the bucket. Can't nobody stop him. That's my guy right there. Remind me of me, damn it. Damn it. But now, Uncle Drew. Come on, man. What was in your cup? You did a documentary and then going to say, I didn't know what it was. I mean, the things we do sometimes, man. Yeah, I don't know if he knew what kind of pressure was going to be applied to his ass when this shit happened. But Uncle Drew, do you? Come on, man. If Jesus told you, man, every coach your ass done had has been a Jew. Except your club ball coach may have been. Like, I'm trying to figure out where my guy was coming from. You know what I mean? Apply pressure. He donated the money before we knew what the situation was. We were like, why did he donate all this money? Like, oh, this is why he donated the money. You dumb motherfucker. What was in your cup? Who was you sleeping with? You ain't coming. Man, say, this is what I don't understand, man. Sometimes we put ourselves in positions where it's unexplainable. It's very unexplainable. And then when the lights are on you and it's a lot of media that can take this and turn it any kind of way that they want to turn it, it puts you man, a very small pea in a big ass, yeah, man, everybody's looking at your ass. And so here's what I'm going to say. Just like Herm Edwards has told this, man, I don't know how long, since he may have still been coaching when he put this out there. Man, if you don't mean it, don't hit sin. Don't put your ass in a situation where you're going to have to answer questions about this type of shit. Now, STG, I'm with you on this part, okay? When I apologize, I've apologized. And I've said that wholeheartedly. Now, as far as educating me, now understand, I know he went to Duke. He probably went to a Catholic school. Well, I know he went to a Catholic school that he graduated from before he went to Duke. So he's smart. But you got to be smarter than that. Didn't he get enough attention this summer? I don't understand. How much attention do you need? You really don't need that much attention, dog. We know who you are. We know what you stand for. Your ass ain't played number 40 games in 190 games. So come on, dog. We get it. We know where you come from, but you don't have to tell your story to the world. Now, STG, I have to disagree with you. He's going to have to be, you know, being educated only by two people, because that's like somebody disrespecting us, and then
we're up against it, Rogue. Hit me with your last point so we could get on to the next joint.
I get it, but just, you know, we're gonna have to be educated by a lot more than just those two. That's what I'm gonna say.
Hey T Rogue. I got one quick comeback with T Rogue right quick. When the blacks do something wrong, T. Rowe, we talk to Farrakhan. He come out. We talk. It's only but so many speakers for us. It ain't like the whole black culture is coming out to talk for a black when he do wrong. Nah, the person that educate the other races or blacks that don't know about themselves is Farrakhan for us, right? Ain't he the one that do the education for us? That do the education?
We do it as a community.
All I'm saying is one spoken about that. Enough. If you're going to YouTube, he has something to say about that with Kyrie. And I'll say this because we have to go. We up against it. We don't want to drag. We want to make sure we get to the next segment and make sure that we get the callers in because it's blowing up. It's Wild Out Wednesday. And I'm a Wild Out like this. It's something called, and everybody wants to say, man, it's freedom of speech. Yes, it is freedom of speech, but it's how you speak. How you say it, and what you do. I work with youth. They can say they sorry, and if you look at them and you want to fight that battle, how do you know he's sorry? He could really be sorry, but he just his demeanor, how he's saying it. You can't judge that. I'll give you that, okay? But let's be honest, okay? Kyrie Irving, at this point, is being taken as a Colin Kaepernick situation. We know that he's going to go through this. It's going to be prolonged. It's going to be more than 5 games. And when he comes back, the mental stress that he's going to have, he's not going to be the same Kyrie Irving. And that's going to be an excuse. But see, one thing that people don't understand when you're in those, because then we can say, yes, we want to stop buying Nike. They took the Nike out. He's going to make a Kyrie suit made by who? Are we going to do our homework? Are we going to go and say the Kyrie suit is made by somebody over in another continent like Africa? Are we as black people going to do our homework and say, I'm going to buy these off the internet and buy it, not go to Nike.com and Adidas and all this other Gucci and all this other stuff and buy an off-brand suit to support our race, our culture? See, it's deeper than the basketball. It's deeper than this entertainment thing. And how can Kyrie Irving be anti-Semitic when Kyrie Irving, look at his skin. He's with melanin. He has melanin in his skin. Could never be that. And again, you can't go to your job unless you want to lose it all. And see, Kyrie's in a position. He can do that. And he can open up some eyes of some young people. He can open them up. Some of us are trapped. I'm going to go to my boss and say, hey, man, forget you, this and that, and it's freedom of speech and say how I really feel. I have to be ready. I have to put on the armor to be ready to be hit by either real bullets or bullets to not let me be a part of that, and I have something that's going to help my family. And that's called generational wealth, and he has that in the nest egg, hopefully, and he can do what he can do, a la Colin Kaepernick. I can't wait till we get the callers in, when they get a chance to give their take on the situation. And again, I ain't with Kyrie Irving, but he has to understand, man. Come with that power, it becomes what, guys? It becomes something that we always say. The power, man.
Educated, best equipped, best prepared troops refuse to fight. Matter of fact, it's safe to say that they would rather switch than fight.
Woo! It's the street. I ain't got nothing to say. Let's go. Be back in a tail.
Let's go! Woo!
It's your host, L Boogie. I got T-Row, Styles the God, ICE, OG the Buck. We in the building, baby. What do you want to do?
It's Wild Out Wednesday. We've been talking college football playoff. We've been talking Kyrie Irving. And he's trending all over the world right now. And I would throw this out there. Okay. I really want to get you guys' opinion on
my man's in there on what he had to say. And that's LeBron James. I really want to get your take on that. I really do.
We got to talk about the King.
Okay. I really do. But let's get back to NFL, which stands for not for long, which is right now, I ain't gonna lie, man, that's the best sport on the planet right now, okay? So a lot of teams, you know, had a bye week or whatnot, but we had a lot of teams that played a lot of shocking, results, okay, from week 9. The Jets beat Baltimore. The Jets beat Buffalo in a great game.
Yes, they did.
The Packers, man, they didn't even score over 10 points against the Lions. Frank Wright is not the right guy we see for Indianapolis Colts. They went and got a guy named Jeff Saturday, who's now the coach for the Indianapolis Colts. I want to hear from you first, Ro. Do you think this was the right move at this time of the season for the Colts to get Jeff Saturday off the couch, off the ESPN panel to coach their team, to be the interim? I asked you that first. And then what was your surprises or impressions, surprises and impressions this week in the NFL, week 9? Streets.
You know that was coming, right? I hope nobody thought, are you surprised? Come on, man. He was about to lose his job when your boy Carson Wentz came in and couldn't win over 7 games. They let it fly, all right? Stephen A. and First Take know how to get your ass out of your man. Listen, we knew this was coming. This is not a surprise. For it to be Jeff Saturday, no, I am not surprised. And the only reason being, he's a champion with the Indianapolis Colts. He tried to take his baggage and go to New England and win one, and you know how that went. So he retired. But, okay, here's your shot. Yeah, they look at you like that. You can come in and do your thing. I hope it all goes well for you, Jeff Saturday. So there you have it. My surprise, really? The Las Vegas Raiders. Are y'all going to get it right anytime soon? You let the Jacksonville Jaguars come back on your ass. And I think you was up 20-3 when I checked it. And you lost 27-20. Boy, y'all sorry. I don't know why Devontae Adams left Green Bay. Another great game. Tom Brady. How the man, y'all gave that man less than a minute. I thought he did us bad. But damn, he did y'all really bad. And won the game. Like, yeah, how does he do it, man? I don't know. He must be happy to divorce this final. Because he looked like old, good old Tom Brady with less than 2 minutes. You know what I mean? So, once again, hey, man, I just don't know how the Eagles keep winning. They were losing, and they came back and won the game. So if I'm going to be surprised, I'm very surprised that the Eagles have gone this far to be 8-0. Yeah, this is the best sport during this season. Now that baseball is over, thank you, Dusty. Congratulations to you, baby. You know what it is. SCG, are you surprised that Frank Wright got fired and they hired Jeff Saturday?
No, I mean, I'm surprised that Frank Wright got fired. It's like, what do you want me to do with a middle of the pack quarterbacks? Okay, what do you want me to do with a banged up running back, a banged up offensive line? What do you want me to do? Okay. Can I get a fair shot, you know, like, and I guess it's a business. So no, you're working with what we got and make it happen. These are the pieces that you asked for. You got rid of Carson Wentz, who brought us to the playoffs, and brought in Matt Ryan. This is the guy that you wanted. Okay. You done brought in everything you wanted. We let you do your thing. So now we need to be winning. And he got fired. Saturday being hired, man, he's a Colt alum. He's a Colt. He's a Colt at heart. He's a Colt blood. And he's got blue and white running through his veins. Just a magnificent player. Now I want to know if that's gonna, you know, relate into the field, which I'm hoping that it will, because you got my guy out there in Tennessee who's doing the same thing, changing the culture of Tennessee, coming from a winning culture, Vrabel, Coach Vrabel. And I'm hoping that we can say the same thing about the coach that the coach is hiring. Yes, Jeff Saturday, Pro Bowl player, NFL champion. So, yeah, I'm rooting for him. Man, the Tennessee Titans being 5-3, they surprising me, man. They surprised me a lot. Patrick Mahomes is just showing me that he is the man. Just every week, man, with the pieces he got, they ain't nothing, man. He got little receivers, man. These running backs is all little, and they ain't seeing the gaps. They ain't seeing these holes. He's making it happen, man. He is a special player. We're watching somebody very, very special when it comes to Patrick Mahomes. Man, and when it comes to the my surprises, man, the Pittsburgh Steelers is my surprise, man. They out there, them boys is 2-6. I never expected Mike Tomlin to be looking like this. He is a coach that does not look like this at all. I would at least expect the Pittsburgh Steelers to be 4-5 right now, or 4-4. You know what I'm saying? They just looking terrible. They just looking terrible, and they needed to get it together. They got to get it together. So that's my take. Yeah.
Boomy. What? Jeff Saturday, new coach. What's your 3 games for the week? What happened this weekend?
Tell you what, even though Jeff Saturday hasn't put on a headset as an NFL coach, I look at Jeff Saturday as a Bill Cowher.
Uh-oh.
I look at Jeff Saturday as a Tony Dungy.
Uh-oh.
I look at Jeff, and the reason why I look at Jeff Saturday like this, because Jeff Saturday looks like a coach that is going to be real with his players.
Okay.
If Jeff Saturday doesn't stick on with the Colts, he's going to get an NFL job. But that's neither here nor there. I'm upset with all the coaches, and I'm not just talking black coaches. I'm talking white coaches as well. He's no Steve Nash. He won't pluck like Steve Nash. He won't do that. But it's very, very sickening to me that no other coach in the NFL on no other 31 or even the 32 team of his team that he's on was considered.
Dang.
Jim Irsay and his general manager, you need to be evaluated. The general manager of the Indianapolis Colts should be fired because he didn't go out there and not only get weapons, he didn't get a quarterback. He didn't trade up. He didn't try anything. We thought that Matt Ryan, old Matty Ice has melted. It's liquid now. He's running water. No more Matty Ice. I just hope Jeff Saturday gets Irsay to fire the general manager and get a mobile quarterback in there to help out not only that offensive line but the running game. Now, getting into week 9. I keep telling you guys, my man over there with Vegas, just another Bill Belichick disciple, who's a great coordinator but not a good head coach.
You want me to go down the line just to name a few? Bill O'Brien, Romeo Cornell. I mean, my man who's with he went left the Detroit Lions and he's back with New England.
Oh, I know.
The list goes on.
The crazy.
You want me to continue? Okay. But I'm impressed with New England just because their defense has been balling. They've over 500. They're competing. Everybody in that division is over 500. That's the tough conference right there. I mean, excuse me, tough division. Even the NFC East is a tough division. I'm impressed with the Minnesota Vikings. I said it. Kirk getting naked on the plane. You know what I mean? He reinvented. You like that? So, you know, shout out to old Kurt, man. He ain't my cousin, but, hey, he's somebody's cousin. He's balling, man. You know what I mean? So I will give them a shout out. I'm concerned about the Kansas City Chiefs, though. You know, when it gets to those playoffs, man, throwing that ball over 60 times, I know he's special, but are we going to run him into the ground like we do Josh Allen? Josh Allen, I hope he's okay, but he's hurt as well. Okay. So, you know, I don't think that Josh Allen can sustain this, man. You know, Lamar Jackson is special. He hasn't had any too many. He had an ankle injury last year, but we're just talking about a real severe injury. So congratulations to them and the trades that they made. And it's been an impact to the Ravens. So, and last but not least, the Rams. The L.A. Rams. Who would have thought it? They look terrible. They look so terrible. They helped Tom Brady save Tampa Bay season. If Tampa Bay would have lost that game yesterday, excuse me, not yesterday, but Sunday, season would have really been in jeopardy.
Oh, yeah, three wins. Would have been tough.
Once again, Tom Brady showing his greatness on the Rams. I'm going to give him that. But it's those guys, the Bradys, the Rodgers. When the last time both of those guys have been under 500?
Don Wilson in there
at
too.
At the same time. At the same time. Hey man, it's hot. I got the Matrix. I got Baby Bugsy Siegel. I got my boy Harv. I got my son, the youngin'. I got BJ. I got Green Eyes. Hey, man.
Oh, I know Brooklyn next to that.
Boogie Thursday, Monday, man. I gotta go see Spider in them, man, on Sunday. I gotta see Spider.
Uh-oh.
It's the streets, man. Give us a call. 515-605-9750. If you want to get in the asylum and Purple Dad with the Dream Team, then send us a kite. Let us know. And you better tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends.
Holy
I take you a mile, I'ma shoot by myself like a telephone pole. City to city, got girls going wild, and I reach for my chain when I jump in the crowd. Lambo solo, got a squad. We finally made it, let's pop us a bottle. I took the lead and let everyone follow. They know I'm running it right to the bank. They want me to eat, so I didn't keep them in the breeding room. Sorry, I told them I can't. Heard you were at, so you know what's gonna happen. Whenever we catch you, I run with them straight. See all the moves I've been making. By the time I get 40, I gotta be one of them greats. Watch how I move with this paper. I know if I stoop up one time, they gon' try to come take it. Real as it getting, these niggas be faking. I don't want they vibes, so they hand ain't shaking. She on that 42 straight with no chaser. I'm trying to get out of here and go taste it. Yeah, my diamonds be VV. They don't wanna see us on TV unless it's the news. I got something to prove. Yeah, I'm young, but got something to lose. In the street, I done paid all my dues. No extortion, ain't talking about literally. I be walking on beaches, you hearing me. I just pray that my kids be a big of me. They can't get rid of me. My diamonds be VV.
They don't wanna see us on TV unless it's the news. I got something to prove. Yeah, I'm young, but got something to lose. In the street, I didn't pay all my dues. No extortion, ain't talking about literally. I be walking on beaches, you
hey,
hear
man.
Me. I just pray that my kids
this
be a big and we
talk
your
sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. From a street perspective, it's Wild Out Wednesday. You tuning in live with the Dream Team. I'm your host, L Boogie. T-Bro, South Guy, Ice, he ain't in tonight, but he is in. OG the Buck on the ones and twos. But guess what? Boogie on the ones and twos tonight. It's Frisbee tonight. I gotta give it to you because it's Scorpio season. It's Scorpio season, man. Shout out to everybody tuning in. Hey, yo. My man Cap, down in Tucson. We Cap listening, man. So you know it's hype tonight. You know what I mean?
Hey, listen.
And I got something. Hey, listen. You say you got something to prove?
No extortion, ain't talking about
a lot of guys out there who do. College football playoff. They got so much to prove every week. Is TCU up for it? Can they stand and stay at four? Well, Ohio State and Michigan stay undefeated, and the losers still be in the college playoff. Kyrie Irving. It's 5-game suspension. He has to do 5 specific things. Do you think that this is justifiable by the NBA and Adam Silver? NFL, Jeff Saturday, head coach, Indianapolis coach. They got rid of my man Frank Wright. Was it his fault? Somebody got to go. But the man who came in ain't been on the NFL sideline as a coach ever in his life. Ever. Ever, ever, ever. Ever, ever. Just want to ask him, is he the right man for the job? We know this year is a wash. We know it. But they're giving him a chance. How can he supersede other coaches? I'm not saying he's not the right guy for the job. But how? You tell me, world. And do you think that it's justifiable? Do you think it? What's your great games of the weekend? Your surprises, your picks coming up. Shout out to the Matrix. I see you, baby. You know what I mean? I just want to ask you. And before I get Green Eye Bandit in, Green Eye, get ready. Because he flew me a kite, world. Said he was going to get in tonight. I just want to ask you this, man. Is LeBron James, I'm going to ask you this, Dr. Guy, this is your team, the Lakers. I'm tired of people putting it on Russell Westbrook. They were chanting MVP. Is LeBron James the reason why the Lakers are having this bad start? Before I get to the caller.
No, he's not the reason why we're having a bad start. He's not the reason why. No, Anthony Davis needs to average 30 and 15 and 3 blocks a game. He's the reason why the Lakers look like they look. Anthony Davis. That's the flat-out truth. He ain't putting up numbers. That's the flat truth. It's not LeBron. Anthony Davis needs to put up 30, 15, and 3 blocks, 4 blocks a night. This is just like, it's just, I'm tired of giving him a pass. He always hurt. He always grabbing some, limping. Get him out of here. That's my take.
He's not a center. Streets.
Hey, Rizzy, before we get to the callers, man, is it LeBron?
Hell yeah, it's LeBron's fault. LeBron only got one thing on his mind. And that's getting the all-time NBA scoring title. That's what he's after. He ain't worried about no damn wins. If he was, they wouldn't only have two. That boy can do a whole lot. He 90% better of the squad he put together. Hell, he can score 30. grab 15 rebounds and have 3 blocks. It's on LeBron, player. Come on, y'all. I know you love you some LeBron, but he only after Kareem. He only after the sky hook, man. That's my take, boo. Is it LeBron? Is it the Kane's fault that the Lakers are where they are with 2-8 in 10 games?
And see, again, here we go again. We talking about a Lakers fan. I know Styles the guy, love the Lakers. I know he love LeBron James, but I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed because Styles the guy also is a coach. And I don't want you to get caught up in the numbers. I want you to look at shot selection. I want you to see how he puts his team in bad positions when things go with the turnovers and the rebounding. See, we could put it on Anthony Davis, and I'm going to put it on LeBron James. If you're that leader, you need to go to you need to go. Hey, AD, I'm 38 years old, man. I need you to take over. I need to be like Kareem, and you need to be like Magic. It's your show now. I need to be supporting cast at this age. That's anybody. And that's LeBron James need to do that. And I don't like that. Remember when Russell Westbrook thought he went for the 2-for-1, but they were winning? What about the shot that LeBron James took before that? It was a crazy step to the side jumper that we know he can hit off the dribble with off the right hand. Hello?
Hello?
I think that LeBron James is part of the problem because he's taking these shots. Yes, he's going for the record, but let's stop the guilt put on all those guys, and LeBron James doesn't take 33 and a third of it himself. He has to take 33 and a third of it. It can't be Anthony Davis. It can't be Russell Westbrook and not know LeBron James. And see, here again, not you, Styles the guy, but I know I'm going to get it from the LeBron sexuals, I call them. When you hold LeBron James to accountability, then you're hating. Everybody else can, but when it comes to LeBron, it's no accountability hell. And I'm not saying you per se, but I'm just saying to some people out there, I'm a LeBron hater. No, I appreciate LeBron James. I do. But let's stop this narrative of comparing him to Michael Jordan. I would rather you compare him to Magic Johnson than Mike. Don't insult him like that. Don't do him like that. It's not LeBron James. It's not Michael Jordan. He's not Kobe Bryant.
No.
He's LeBron James. And his game is sort of similar to Magic than Michael. And that being said, it's great that he's going to break the record with the game as a passer. I appreciate it. But let's call it what it is. My man ain't trying to win no games at all.
Strength. He ain't trying to win no games. STG, my bad. He's trying to
and
get
I
Bronny
love,
in the league.
And listen, and I say this all the time. I love LeBron James. He brought my town, my city, a championship. Can I not love LeBron James? I'm the one that hit everybody in Cleveland, Ohio to LeBron James. And those are facts. As Green Eye. Before anybody knew about LeBron James, Coach L. Boogie Meeks knew about LeBron James. And those are facts. And speaking of the Green Eye Bandit, we got him in tonight. Zeke, you in the building, baby. I hear you flying out west to the Valley of the Sun next
already shot T-Row a kite. He already know what's up. It's going down.
You already know.
So before we get to that, man, we got the college football playoff. We got the Kyrie Irving's situation, the NFL, the NBA, LeBron James, the Lakers. They're down 2-7. Is Bronny the problem? Man, let us know how you feel, Green, out on this Wild Out Wednesday. Street.
Dad, you guys got a lot going on tonight. A lot going on tonight. LeBron, the NBA, the NFL, the NCAA, the Kyrie situation. Damn. I'm going to be honest with you guys, man. I think I just want to bypass all the other shit because I could spend a lot of time on all of that shit, but I really got to dive into the Kyrie Irving situation, man. And I really want to kind of go back and forth with you guys. And I mean, I go back and forth far as in the debate, but like back and forth far as like, you know, we'll see where everybody's mind is, their mindset is on this, because I don't know if some people really understand the magnitude of what's really going on right now. So that's why I don't even want to talk about LeBron, the Lakers, the NBA season, the young NBA season, the college football playoffs, or the NFL, because we could spend a lot of time on all of that because there's a lot of dynamic storylines going around in all of that, right?
Yes, sir.
But this Kyrie Irving situation, though, this is really what's going on right now, and it's crazy because as you're coming on, I'm reading something, right? And I got to read this to y'all. And this is from a young lady who, in a comment section, so they're talking about Jaylen Brown and the NFL, I mean, the National Basketball Players Association stepping up and coming to Kyrie's defense. And basically saying they're not cool with those terms, right? And then I get to some comments, and I see a comment from a young lady, and it reads as this: "It's okay for them to make a whole bunch of movies about slavery and them whooping our you-know-whats, but don't you dare make a movie about the truth and they find out who they really are. They can't find out we've lied to them for centuries and called them Gentiles when they really are the chosen ones. No, no, no. Make an example out of him so the others can stay ignorant and continue to bow down." So really what this all boils down to is they're treating Kyrie like the big buck slave back in the day. A slave get out of line, we got to break him in front of everyone. In a way they're almost treating Kyrie as such. So let's put all of this energy into Kyrie so that we can scare anybody for potentially thinking that they can speak out ever again on any situation. Niggas, we giving you millions of dollars, niggas. Keep your mouth closed and keep your mouth shut. That's really what all of this is boiling down to. And I see someone saying, I just go back to the whole Amazon situation. Jeff Bezos and Amazon are the ones playing this movie on their platform. Nobody's saying nothing about this movie being played on this platform, right? But I am seeing a lot of people say that this movie is pretty much harmless, that this movie is not even degrading or putting down Jews in any kind of way. All it is doing is bringing light to those who believe that black people are the original Hebrews. That's all it's doing. And a person like Kyrie, who's in this period of time in his life where he's trying to find who he really is and where he really comes from, where his true origins are, and that's why he posted this movie, because he's on this quest to find out who he is. He found out that his name, Kyrie, really comes from Yahweh, and Yahweh is what they call Jesus or God, who they call Jesus or God. So Kyrie's name, I don't know what words to use right now, I'm stuck. But that his name, Kyrie, really means Yahweh.
It translates.
Thank you, guys. Exactly. It translates, or Yahweh translates to Kyrie. Okay? So the man is just trying to find himself. So they want us to be they want us to be disillusioned. So it's like I saw somebody saying something about they've been out of their way to hide who we are, where we come from, and everything. I ask you guys, why is that? There is no other group on this planet that doesn't know their origins or where they come from or where how their language or whatever was established. And it's not even hidden. Why have they gone out of their way to hide our ancestry, our language, our whatever, any of that? So all of this goes to Kyrie, we're going to make an example out of you, like they did with Michael Vick with the dog situation. They did with anybody that you can think of,
Colin Kaepernick.
A black man, Colin Kaepernick, and L. Boogie mentioned it earlier, like this is the next Colin Kaepernick type of situation. If Kyrie never plays in the NBA ever again, Kyrie's going to have a lawsuit against the NBA. He's going to get some money down the line. He's going to collect a bag from this situation. Trust and believe that, just like Colin Kaepernick. So this situation right here, this is bigger than sports. This ain't even about sports. And I know that this show is a sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. So this topic right here is a topic. No doubt, that's why we on right now. We on the street perspective of this Kyrie Irving situation, and I don't want it to get lost in translation with our people in this environment that we in, that we can have these discussions, that it's just a man on a quest to find himself, his true identity. And I can't be mad at Kyrie, guys, and I stand with Kyrie, man, and I ain't going to drag on with it, but that's all I got to say. And I don't even want to talk about nothing else, man. I'm a sit on and just hear what you guys got to say and see if somebody else got anything to say about the situation.
Man, what a hell of a take. Hey, Zeke, can I tell you something?
Yes, sir.
You better tell a friend. To tell a friend, to tell a whole lot of girlfriends about the Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show from a street perspective with a twist of hip hop.
Because I know you know a whole lot.
Man, that was a hot take, man. Hey, we went from that take. Let's see what the youngin' got to say. We have somebody who's under 24. Let's see what his take is. If he has something about Kyrie, the NFL, NBA, youngin', you in the building, baby.
Top with the deal.
what you think? Talk to me.
For sure, it's a Wild Out Wednesday, man. Green Eye Bandit Zeke, I agree 100% with what you said. Kyrie Irving, you know, if Kyrie Irving was to retire right now and he never played basketball again because he said no, just because exactly how what you said, because he said they treated him like the big dog slayer. They said, no, we're going to break you in front of all. We're going to rape you in front of everybody. We're going to chain you up, and you're going to be the example. He said, no, I'm not saying sorry. I said what I said, and I'm going to stand on it. And for the community, for the people, I don't care what nobody say, that's the strongest thing a black man can do. Like, he got to feed his kids, he got to take care of his wife and everything, but he still got to stand on his morals, principles, and values. You know what I'm saying? So, he's standing on his morals, values, and principles, the real MVP of the league, no matter if he plays no games this year. Shouts out Kyrie. But I wish he would have took a page out of Marshawn Lynch book. I'm just here so I won't get fined. Like, you don't have to answer these questions. You get what I'm saying? Like, you can plead the fifth. Like, you have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you. This is ordinary behavior that we all go through on a daily basis. You feel me? It's just Kyrie Irving is on a bigger scale. You get what I'm saying? It's a little more touchy. And the crazy part about Kyrie, they taking his freedom of speech because he's really poetry in motion with that basketball. They taking his freedom of speech. He not even committing no crimes. He just spoke on how he felt. And they told him, no, sir. But it is what it is, man. Like, you can't really, you know what I'm saying? Like, but it can't even really dwell on that. Like, this college football poll. So, when all the smoke clears, if Texas upsets TCU, Texas upsets because Texas is 18, whoopsie whoop, blase, blase. But one thing I learned in football, anybody can beat anybody on any given day in a game of football. So you got to be on your P's and Q's at all times. You get what I'm saying? Bama comes or Texas comes to play. I don't see nobody upsetting LSU. Clemson, you feel me? I don't really see nobody upsetting Clemson for real going through their schedule. Now, November 26th, there's a Big Ten showdown between the Ohio State University and that team up north. You get what I'm saying? Those
don't
guys.
Don't you be disrespectful.
Oh, wait. You feel me? The Ohio State University, those guys in blue over there, you get what I'm saying? Streets is talking. We don't mess with the guys in blue over there. You get what I'm saying? Oh, wait.
Hi-yo.
You feel me? Yes, sir. And we'll see what goes down between those top four, Clemson, TCU, Ohio State University, and LSU. Them is my top four once the smoke clears in the college poll. I don't see nothing really going on. Now, going into this NBA, the Jazz is
hold
the
on,
number
hold on,
one
hold on,
seed
youngin.
In the West.
Hold on.
What's good?
Hold on. Let's get your NFL takes, man. You good at that football? What'd you say about the NFL, man?
Okay, so right now. Now, see, I'm a Browns fan, 216 to the day I die. And the AFC, we third in the AFC North. Okay, okay. So if we win five out of eight games, if we win five out of eight games because we exploded, the defense exploded against Cincinnati. Okay, we're grinding on all gears. You feel me? We are a smooth engine. Here we go, Brownies. Here we go. Ooh, ooh. I feel like the Browns is going to upset the world, and we going to make some noise.
Oh,
okay?
Man.
No. I do. Because we got through. Y'all see, we only lost to a field goal against the Raiders, 20-23 against the Raiders. You get what I'm saying? And we got them again. Now, the Buccaneers, Tom Brady, I'm sorry that we got to do it to you, but Myles Garrett is going to, you feel me? You might just tell your wifey, I'm sorry, babe. This is my last season. I'm coming home. Call the wife. Because.
He say life out.
You feel me? And we already beat the Bengals once. We got them again. You feel me? They offensive line, they really need to invest in their offensive line, Cincinnati, because Ohio, even though we hate you, it's all out of luck. You get what I'm saying? You got to invest in your offensive line. Joe Burrow is that thing. Joe Burrow is that thing for real, and you all need to invest in your offensive line because him and that tight end that they got, I can't come up with the name off the top of my head, but that's that can be the Tom Brady Gronk duo that Cincinnati needs if they can invest in their offensive line because that running back, he just came back off an injury. He's not going to give you that same spark that he used to. You get what I'm saying? So the Browns can really make some noise. All that other stuff, I feel like Lamar Jackson is turning some heads with his arm strength and accuracy this season. We always knew he was elusive in the pocket, but they'd be talking down on my guy Lamar Jackson. Sorry we got to do it to you, Lamar Jackson, but we are going to take your head off in the upcoming weeks. You get what I'm saying? But the Ravens, they should have a good season. Now, Styles, STG, he loved Patty Mahomes. And Patty Mahomes is doing this thug thizzle out there in Kansas City, Missouri. And I don't like Patty Mahomes. I don't know, because he beat the Browns in the playoffs. You get what I'm saying?
It's half a Billy. Get it correct. It's half a Billy.
My boy be on, he be all on my TV. He be in my YouTube ads and State Farm and Head and Shoulders and, you feel me? This guy right here is an extraordinary quarterback. I give him that. But Tyreek Hill in the Miami Dolphins, because Patty Mahomes, yeah, he doing all right, but he really having to, like, go in his bag for him. Tyreek Hill and the Miami Dolphins with Jerome Baker on that defense with the Miami Dolphins, they are surprising a lot of people too. I didn't think they was gonna have the season that they did, because last year they was all right. They had exploded towards the end of the season, and I see the Miami Dolphins, they have continued to ride that wave going into the next season. You get what I'm saying? So shouts out to Miami Dolphins as well. They a very well-oiled machine out there down south, taking over,
man.
Florida.
We thank you. Hey, Youngin, we thank you.
What's
for calling
good, Pop?
In. We up against it. And listen, you better tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends.
You know it.
Like two dots.
And listen to this. You might not be hit to this song, But a lot of people in this, in on this, on, that's listening tonight, they hip to it. I need you to get hip to it. and go look this song up on YouTube and tell me what you think. Oh, yeah.
Straight. I'm going old school.
When we come back, we got the Big Dummy of the Day. Y'all might not like the Big Dummy of the Day, but you're going to laugh at it. It's funny. Straight. Let's go.
Free BG.
A long time coming, but I know a change going to come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long.
I had to let that play out. I had to. It's the Streets of Talk, a sports talk show with a twist of hip hop from a street perspective. We wildin' out. We wildin' out. I'm your host, L Boogie. We got T Rizzy. We got Styles of God. OG the Buck. ICE. It's that time of the show, man. And listen to this. Hey, Raw.
Yes, sir.
What's my man? Listen to this, man. This is what's so crazy. The movie that Kyrie Irving was discussing or talking about or whatever he put on his page a year ago, the man that's the Big Dummy of the Day, he owns the cinema that the movie was played in before it went to Amazon Prime.
Come on,
and
man.
The owner of that movie theater called Kyrie Irving an idiot for putting that on his social media page. And the Big Dummy of the Day goes to Shaquille O'Neal. How can you say that about Kyrie Irving when your theater played that movie? So for today, November 9th, 20, you are the Big Dummy of the Day.
You big dummy, you big cold-blooded dummy, you big dummy, see what you did? Oh, no, you big dummy. You dummy!
Man. Yeah, man, you got to be the big dummy of the day, don't you?
Shit!
You got to, man.
Shaq is trying to get his bread in. Shaq don't give a damn. He thought you'd get in and watch this. I thought he was making a whole lot of money with Papa John's.
Hey, bro, it's that time of the show, man. Man, tell me, man, who you got shout-outs for tonight, man?
Man, you know, man, first of all, shout-out to Dusty Baker. Man, I met Dusty Baker, Mr. Dusty Baker, in the early 90s. As a matter of fact, 1991. Didn't even know that Grand Canyon University held spring training games for the league before they went big. The man walked up into the training room, boo. I'm like, man, I know who the hell you are. Do you know who you are? You know how we do. We know everybody. And then it took my man till 2022 to win the championship, man. You know? So shout out to Dusty Baker. I heard you coming back. I hope you run it back. So do your thing. Shout out to the homies checking out the show. My birthday boy, Boo. My boy, Love, JP. Brown Nut. Y'all know what it is. Hey, pretty soon, got the CBD shit for you. Don't worry about it. Y'all going to be using this shit. Yes, JP. Keep working, dog. Hey, shout out to the wifey. Shout out to mom. Shout out to the fam. Yeah, we 2-0 going for 3-0 this weekend. Yeah, Junior. Oh, make it 4-0. Yeah, Junior got a game Saturday. So if you see me go live, tune in. Y'all know what it is, man. Whole bunch of love to the fam. STG, ICE, to my boy OG the Buff, that boy Boo Meeks, man. Y'all know how we ride. Much love to everybody, man. I love everybody. Y'all know what it is. Peace out. You know how to do it, Luke. Whoa, who you shout out to?
Man, I want to shout out everybody that's tuning in, man. My man Rock, man. My man Mike, you know what I'm saying, the Matrix. My man Dunk. My man BJ, Lil B. Shout out to my man, the Jigger Man. JT celebrating his birthday out in Cali, my fellow Scorpion, man. Shout out to my man, Will G. If you ain't Cleveland, you better go down to the Captivate, especially on the weekends. They get it in, man. He got a podcast. Check it out. Follow him, man. Manpower 86 on IG. He'll let you know how to, you know what I'm saying, get you, you know, they got great food down there, man. So shout out to my man BJ, everybody, my man Bootsy, you know, my cousin, Von Siegel, Green Eye Bandit, my son Youngin got on the show tonight, man. Hey, and shout out to that dude, L Boogie, man. He'll be 51 on Monday. How many guys, you know, die for about 12 seconds and still get on this platform and holler at you about the streets? Ain't too many. Thank you. Peace, God. Hey, shout out to my cousin, Sonny Rizzy. We kicking it. Shout out to Big Meeks, his birthday Friday. You already know. Shout out to my daughter, her birthday on the 23rd, man. Pretty face. So I'm just, you know what I mean, giving shout outs to everybody I love. Shout out to everybody over in Poland, South, down in Brazil, who listens to us up in Spain, my man Enrique. We appreciate you, man. Picture us rolling. We barbecuing in the snow if it happens to be. So what? And as always, keep inspiring us. Get with us, blogtalkradio.com, category sports. If you want to go back and listen to the show, DA, that's the Street Talk. And as always, keep inspiring us. And you better tell a friend to tell a friend. You tell a whole lot of girlfriends. Street!
Oh, I forgot the DA. Yeah, that bitch had a lot to talk about, of course. Can the hoe see me from here? Can you see me, huh? Picture me rubbing. And all you punk police, can you see me? Am I clear to you? Picture me rubbing, nigga. Legit. Free like OJ all day. Can't stop.
You know I got my niggas up in this motherfucker. Manu, Pain, Sight, Mogul, Mowbray. Sad dog, sad. Can you picture us rolling? Can you see me on? Y'all ready for me? We about this bitch. Anytime y'all wanna see me again, rewind this track right here, close your eyes, and picture me rolling.
Streets!
You know we about to kick y'all ass on Sunday. You got money to make up for it.